KP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. GOP presidential hopefuls weighed in last night during their debate on the death of Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia and what it portends.
Senator Ted Cruz says he's the best candidate to win the White House and pick a successor to Justice Antonin Scalia.
Nominate and confirm principled constitutionalists to the court. That will be what I will do if I'm elected president.
GOP presidential hopefuls were asked about it at the CBS News debate in South Carolina. Donald Trump said the Republican-controlled Senate has a say in the process.
I think it's up to Mitch McConnell and everybody else to stop it. It's called delay, delay, delay.
John Kasich and Marco Rubio say the president should hold off on a nomination. Jeb Bush says he doubts President Obama will offer a nominee the Senate will accept. I'm Carlotta Bradley.
The president says he will name someone in due time because it is his constitutional responsibility to do so.
These are responsibilities that I take seriously, as should everyone. They're bigger than any one party. They are about our democracy.
Rejecting GOP calls to let the next president choose, Obama says there's ample time for the Senate to consider a nominee and vote. Speaking to reporters in California, where he's hosting a Southeast Asian summit on Monday, Obama said he's determined to ensure the continuity of a Supreme Court to which Antonin Scalia dedicated his professional life. Mark Smith, Washington.
For a second straight night, Pope Francis has ventured out of the residence where he's staying in Mexico City to pray with the faithful who have not stopped chanting since his arrival. Later today, Francis holds an open-air mass in a crime-ridden suburb of Mexico City. Police in New York City say both people involved in a bizarre botched robbery over pricey sneakers have been arrested after the victim rammed his SUV into a teenage robber, severing his arm. This is AP Radio News. Layer up if you live in the Northeast. It's bitterly cold this weekend. Jasenia Rosata, who lives in New York City, says she's layered up, but she says it's still cold.
I have a hat, a sweater, Under Armour, tights, leggings, jeans, sweats, double socks, gloves, the whole nine yards, and it's absolutely freezing with everything still on.
Forecasters are warning high winds in New England could make it feel as cold as 35 degrees below zero. But even as forecasters and elected officials urged caution, frigid temperatures couldn't keep hundreds of people from jumping into the Atlantic Ocean off the Jersey Shore, part of the annual polar bear plunge. Organizers pegged the air temperature in the mid-20s, the water temperature about 37 degrees. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.